Eisman's campaign took its complaints directly to the governor during Madison's Labor Fest on Monday, surrounding Jim Doyle as he listened to AFL-CIO National President John Sweeney pledge union support for his re-election. Eisman himself confronted the governor, demanding he agree to debate him.
The governor says he has a race to run and no time to debate me.
Governor Doyle told reporters it's not his decision who's invited to the debates.
Well, I'm going to be in the debates, and whoever's there, that's who I'll debate.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks. It's going to be for the people who put on the debate decide those things. Thank you. Thanks very much.
People putting on the debate are the members of the We the People media partnership that include Madison CBS affiliate WISC-TV, Wisconsin Public Television and Radio, the Wisconsin State Journal, and the Wood Communications Group, a public relations firm. Funding for the broadcasts come from American Family Insurance, the American Transmission Company, Madison Gas and Electric, and the statewide teachers union. Green Party spokesman Ben Mansky says the public should pressure those companies to open the debate to all candidates who are on the ballot.
Really, this is part of a broader struggle for the people of Wisconsin about who's going to control state government. Is it going to be the corporations? Is it going to be the big business lobbyists? Or are we going to have a new kind of progressive insurgence like we haven't seen in over 100 years in this state?
But We the People President Tom Beer of WISC-TV says the Green Party candidate hasn't met the group's 10% criteria for public support in the most recent poll. Beer says while there was both a Libertarian and a Green Party candidate for governor in the debates 4 years ago, Eisman hasn't generated the public interest those candidates did.
Ed Thompson was somebody, and Jim Young was somebody who was, you know, making some waves at that point, had developed name recognition around the state.
But Eisman says the only poll that's been run since he entered the race didn't include his name. If he's not allowed in the debate, Eisman says the public won't get to hear about the issues he's championing.
We need universal health care so we can fully fund education, and we need a government of the people, and you won't get it with these corporate-sponsored politicians that are so influenced by the lobbyists and all the other special interests that give them millions of dollars.
We the People's Tom Beer says he understands Eisman's frustration and insists the group has not totally ruled out inviting him to the October 20th debate in La Crosse. But he says We the People is firm on including only Mark Green and Jim Doyle in the first debate scheduled for September 15th in Waukesha.
While we don't anticipate there would be any change, we are, you know, always open to the information that could dictate that. We don't have any, any axes to grind with anybody. Our goal is to try to allow for a more informed electorate, to allow the citizens a chance to talk to the candidate.
Both the League of Women Voters and the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are planning to hold debates, but neither have finalized any dates or determined who will participate. Both Doyle and Green say they're not opposed to debating Eisman if the sponsoring groups invite him. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.